Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry juggles the ball. That's an error on Terry. Freehan scores. Euler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Ralph Terry. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Askew pinch hits for Phil Roof. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Gary Bell. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hauser moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2. And Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.